Surah An-Nisa, verses 113 to 115.
Had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy upon you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lahamma ta'ifa, a group of them, a group of hypocrites, would certainly have resolved to mislead you. Misleading you means they brought their case to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they framed an innocent person and they made up a false case against him. And they took oaths before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So not misleading in the sense of hidayah and dalala, but misleading as far as relating facts of cases are concerned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُضِلُّونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. But it is only themselves whom they are misleading. وَمَا يَضُرُّونَكَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. They can do you no harm. وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the book and wisdom upon you. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. And He has taught you whatever you never knew previously. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of the evidence brought and the testimonies of the friends of the munafiqeen, he was inclined to feel that the munafiq was truthful and the Jew was guilty. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the true events to him in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed these people in the future that they should not take such chances with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will notify him through wahi what is really going on. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. The grace of Allah upon you, upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is indeed tremendous. Second ayah for today, ayah 114. لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ. Najwa means when two people are having a hushed conversation. When two people are sitting and talking together and they are having a secret discussion or a private conversation. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ. There is no good. There is no good in most of their secret councils, their secret talks. The munafiqeen would be in the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they would sit one side and conduct secret talks. In their secret talks, they would backbite, they would criticize, they would condemn people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exposed them for what was going on in their secret discussions in front of the Muslims. However, secret discussions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an exception of three. إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ. Except in the case of those who enjoin charity. And when charity is being enjoined, then it is good to do it in a discreet way so that the one for whom charity is being sought does not become ashamed or embarrassed. أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ. Or anyone promoting a good cause. For example, a Muslim is doing something wrong. Somebody secretly, confidentially discusses a matter with him. It saves him from embarrassment and from shame. أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Or strives to reconcile between people. So with the exception of these three secret discussions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says most of their secret talk is void of all good. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. The one who engages in these three activities purely for the pleasure of Allah, فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Very soon we shall grant him an immense reward. Last ayah for today. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ. Whoever opposes the messenger, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى. After the right path has become abundantly clear to him. وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And treads on a path other than the path of the believers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. We shall leave him to pursue the path he has opted for. وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ. And we shall admit him into hell. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And it is a terrible destination to arrive at. So this munafiq, after he was exposed in the Quran, after he was encouraged to make istighfar and tawbah, as we saw the last ruku, he decided to flee to Makkah Mukarramah and he left Islam totally and he joined with the mushrikeen of Makkah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about such people. And there are more details in the notes which is provided for you. Let us do the tilawat of these three ayat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولولا فضل الله عليك ورحمته لهم الطائفة منهم أن يضلوك وما يضلون إلا أنفسهم وما يضرونك من شيء وأنزل الله عليك الكتاب والحكمة وعلمك ما لم تكن تعلم وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس ومن يفعل ذلك ابتغاء مرضات الله فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم جزاكم الله خيرا.